All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another great week of Pro Wrestling America, coming to you from the Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria, Illinois. Bunch of great matches on tap for tonight, including the Illinois heavyweight title on the line, Iron Mike Sharp defending the title against Bunkhouse Buck. But we also have a new addition to the roster. That is Devin Storm. And he is coming up in our first match facing Robert Fuller of the Stud Stable. And Devin makes a great splash in his PWA debut. The match has a special visitor as Tully comes down to confront Precious once again. Fuller is a bit distracted by the shenanigans outside. Devin gets the pin with the Tornado DDT to make his debut a great success in a time of 13 minutes, 59 seconds. Your winner is Devin Storm. What is going on with Tully and Stud Stable and Precious? This might be an interesting thing. Well, we have the other side of it now, as after Tully's interference in the last match, Golden comes down to the ring without Precious. And he faces off against Steve Southern, having an easy match with him, pinning him after a brainbuster in a time of 5 minutes, 59 seconds. After the match, Golden meets up with Fuller and Precious at the interview desk. Mark comes around the desk to speak with the Stud Stable. Fuller and Golden call out the former World Heavyweight Champion for a match. Tully can pick whatever tag team partner he wants. Both Fuller and Golden want to get him in the ring. Mark asks the question that's been on Tully's mind. Was Precious the female EMT that interfered in his match 2 weeks ago? Precious denies everything. The EMT might look like her, but there are many women who want to look like her. Precious says Tully can end this once and for all if he will just get Akbar to sign the match. So Precious has this idea that it's just a problem with the Stud Stable, and that might be possible. But we'll have to see what comes along with that. Next match has the Rock and Roll RPMs facing off against Paul Jones' monsters of the Vampire Warrior and Moondog Spike. And the RPMs have their work cut out for them. However, they are able to remove the Vampire Warrior from the picture very early. They double-team Spike until Lane tosses Davis off the top turnbuckle in their own version of the Rocker Dropper for the pin in a time of 8 minutes, 1 seconds. Your winner are the Rock and Roll RPMs. Now we have the Interstate 74 title on the line. Ahmed Johnson defending the title against the Grappler. And this gets to be a quick match as I interfere to help Grappler win the title, taking it away from Ahmed Johnson in a time of 4 minutes, 57 seconds. Ahmed demands a match against me, which Akbar quickly grants and immediately schedules for the very next thing. So I accept the match with Akbar's enforcer, but I have a stipulation of my own. I request that when I beat Ahmed, that I get a match with Akbar next week for all the marbles. When I beat Akbar, I will regain control of the PWA early. Akbar accepts the stipulation, but he makes the match with Ahmed a no disqualification, falls count anywhere match. I seem to have backed myself into a corner, but I'm not going to back down and allow Akbar to completely ruin and destroy the company that I created. The match goes all over the arena. Almost everyone from the Dirty Dozen and Devastation Incorporated become involved with the match. Ahmed nails the Pearl River Plunge on me off a concession stand onto the floor, but Brian Adams makes the save with a flying leg drop off the same concession stand. Brian rolls me over on top of Ahmed to get the pin. The brawl continues until security finally breaks everything apart. So I win the match in a time of 10 minutes, 58 seconds. So next week, I get a match against Akbar for all the marbles. But what is Akbar going to do with that? You'll have to see about that next week. But before then, we have 4 more matches to go on the card. Next match has Kendall Windham facing off against Southern Psycho Elliott Russell. And throughout the last week, both of them have petitioned all three members of the booking committee for another match against each other. Akbar tried to work out another of his tag team matches. Eddie and I managed to overrule him to let them work out their issues with each other in the ring. Akbar makes the match a no disqualification match so that both men can put it all out there in the ring. Both wrestlers take advantage of the lack of disqualifications. The ring gets littered with portions of weapons. Kendall has the match won with a bulldog onto the chair, but Ahmed comes down to the ring and attacks Kendall. Kendall and Ahmed brawl with each other until Ahmed nails Kendall with the Pearl River Plunge on top of Elliot. Ahmed drags Kendall to the middle of the ring and then drags Elliot on top of Kendall. Ahmed tells David Manning to count the pinfall. Elliot gets the win, but again, it has an asterisk by it. But in the official results, he gets the win. So he's probably going to be happy with that. But again, maybe not the way he got it. All right, next match has the Illinois heavyweight title on the line. Iron Mike Sharp defending the title against Bunkhouse Buck. So Buck gets a shot at the Illinois heavyweight title. And he and Paul Jones are excited for their prospects in this match. They stop by the interview desk and talk with Lance Russell about it. Nothing special there. Just predicting a new champion in a few minutes. Sharp and Missy come down to the ring. They also look confident about the outcome. The match gets started with a bang, but it ends abruptly as Sharp throws Buck over the top rope, getting himself disqualified in a time of 3 minutes, 30 seconds. Buck climbs back into the ring. He and Sharp brawl some more. Members of Paul Jones' army and Hot Stuff Hyatt International come down to the ring to separate the two men. Bunkhouse Buck gets the win, but Iron Mike Sharp is still your Illinois heavyweight champion. Next match has superstar Bill Dundee and the natural Dustin Rhodes facing each other in the first of a double main event. And we have this because it is probably a splitting apart of the best tag team in the Dirty Dozen facing off against the best tag team possibility in Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. So we have superstar Bill Dundee and Macho Man Randy Savage. On one side, you have the natural Dustin Rhodes and Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert on the other. But now, these are both singles matches. So we have Bill Dundee facing off against the former American champion, Dustin Rhodes. Dundee and Dustin have a great match. Dustin takes advantage of his extra foot and height. Dundee puts up a great fight, but Dustin ends up with the pin after a bulldog in a time of 19 minutes, 40 seconds. So now, Eddie Gilbert comes to the ring looking for a clean sweep as he faces off against Macho Man Randy Savage. And Eddie and Randy have a match for the ages. This should be for the World Heavyweight title, if we still had it. Both of these guys have asked for shots against Goldust for the title. Akbar may be using this match to help tenderize the competition for his American champion. Eddie and Randy brawl with each other inside and outside the ring. A few chairs get dented as Nick Patrick lets things go in this match. Savage gets the upper hand after Gilbert nails the ring post with a chair. And then Savage gets the pin after a Russian leg sweep in a time of 18 minutes, 42 seconds. So you got the double main event getting split between the two sides. This would be a great tag team match to have, but Eddie and Dustin have both been wanting to keep track of the singles and especially going after Goldust, having one of them have the title at some point in the very near future. But right now, Goldust still has the title. He is still kind of calling the shots with Akbar, and we're just going to have to see what happens with that. But until next time, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. I will see you next week.